to Rome now, where cardinals have been gathering for their final day of talks ahead of the official conclave, the process of electing the next pope. Rome bureau chief for our partner, the New York Times, Rachel Donadio, joins us. Welcome, Rachel.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So I gather this is something like covering an eclipse of the sun, lots of bright light, and then suddenly all the cardinals run off into the shadows to vote. What's that like?
It's kind of like the eclipse of the sun meets the Iowa primaries, except the Iowa primaries in which no one is officially campaigning. Well, we're all here in St. Peter's Square waiting for the conclave to begin, expecting to see a couple days in which there will probably be black smoke indicating no pope has been chosen before eventually there will be white smoke. And it's pretty much anyone's guess who's going to emerge from this conclave. My colleagues Lori Goodstein and Elisabetta Povoledo reported today in the New York Times that this is a conclave in which the cardinals are choosing not so much between progressives and traditionalists, but more between reformers and others who perhaps have a different, maybe more traditional vision of where the church should go. The lines are not so easy to draw.
Is there any way of understanding what the priority is for the cardinals to put this pontificate behind them, to really move ahead, or perhaps to better represent the church's growth populations in Africa, Latin America, and Asia?
Sure. I think that what's very important for the cardinals is the idea of charisma, that someone who has the kind of energy to bring the church forward. You have to remember that Benedict resigned saying that he himself did not feel up to the job because of his age. I think some people want governance as a priority, someone who runs the Vatican well, who makes the Roman Curia, that is the Vatican hierarchy, work more to the service of the church and not as a kind of scandal-ridden Italian institution. Obviously, someone who can stir the faithful and rouse them to continue, you know, joining the ranks of Catholicism and to kind of keep the faith alive. And definitely the idea of the fact that so many of the world's Catholics, most of them, in fact, live in the global south, in Latin America, in Africa, someone who can really connect and engage with those parts of the world. I think, you know, there's so many different things. It's a very tough job to be pope. You almost, it's hard for one person to satisfy all the requirements.
Indeed. On the management question, who's done this management business within the Vatican well in the memory of the current set of cardinals? Was it Pope Paul? Was it Pope John the 23rd? Was it John Paul?
I think it's a really good question. I mean, the Vatican Curia has been, you know, scandal-ridden for centuries. But I think that now with the 24-hour news cycle, the attention to these things, the speed at which what might be just kind of a local thing ricochets around the globe and gives the impression of a church in disarray, you know, someone really has to kind of take control of that situation. I've been struck talking to people in the Vatican recently that whereas in past years they would have said, you know, what are these attacks against the church? Now there's very much a sense of we need someone who can make this institution work better. So it might be that it's always worked a little bit badly, but now people expect a lot more of it.
Ultimately, will there be a lot more attention to the assistants, to the staff of whoever the next pontiff is who will be running these various elements of the Vatican, including the growth populations in the South?
I think, you know, I'm not really sure how to answer that question. I think that the growth populations in the South are an important issue. I don't know whether there'll be more people responsible for doing that. Maybe it'll just be a question of using the current resources better. But definitely, this is a pope who's going to be looking inside the Vatican and outside at the world.
And Benedict was an assistant to Pope John Paul. Any sense of, fiefdoms and cliques within the cardinals?
Many, many of them, too many to get into. But I think that, you know, there are only a few candidates who are currently running offices inside the Vatican. One of them is Mark Ouellette, who's the head of the Congregation for Bishops. He's from Canada. And he's one of the few names that comes up who's considered papabile, being a pope.
Well, you can hear the tumult as the conclave is about to begin. Rachel Donadio, Rome bureau chief for The New York Times. Thanks so much.